USA News, I'm Lance Pry. For the second time in 3 days, a senior citizen is being accused of a mass shooting in California. Christina Corpus is a sheriff in San Mateo County.
This kind of shooting is horrific. It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often, but today it's hit home here in San Mateo County.
At least 7 people were killed in 2 related shootings in Half Moon Bay, California on Monday. That's a coastal city about 30 minutes drive south of San Francisco. 4 people were killed in a mushroom farm on the outskirts of Half Moon Bay, and 3 others at a second location near a trucking facility less than a mile away. A suspect has been arrested.
The suspect, identified as Chung Li Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident.
4 members of the Oath Keepers were found guilty on Monday of seditious conspiracy for being on the Capitol grounds January 6. Seditious conspiracy is a Civil War era law that prohibits plotting to overthrow or destroy the government. A jury convicted the 4 with prison terms up to 20 years. All 4 men will be required to remain in home detention pending sentencing. Some are expected to appeal the Washington, D.C. jury verdict. The Doomsday Clock's getting a time update later today.
The end of days. Armageddon. Whatever you call it, scientists are set to reveal just how close to it we are. The Doomsday Clock will be updated by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. Who? Well, they're a nonprofit organization of world leaders and Nobel laureates who've announced how close the world is to ending for the past 75 years. I'm John Schaefer.
Poland is indicating it is planning to send Leopard tanks to Ukraine. The German foreign minister said Berlin would not stand in Poland's way, and Monday the European Union's top diplomat, Joseph Borrell, said Germany was not blocking the export of the tanks. Germany's Leopard tanks are considered some of the best in the world. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills and it's waiting for me there.
The Marshall Tucker Band is saying farewell to someone who played a key role in the band's formation, Marshall Tucker. The namesake of the musical group died on January 20th at the age of 99. An official cause of death has not been released. Another ding for the Department of Justice. A former FBI leader has been arrested.
Charles McGonigal was arrested Saturday when he arrived at JFK Airport in New York, according to ABC News. McGonigal, who was the former special agent in charge of counterintelligence at the FBI's New York field office, is facing a charge of violating U.S. sanctions. It's alleged he attempted to get Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska, who had been sanctioned by the U.S. government, off that sanctions list. McGonigal pleaded not guilty Monday to the 4-count indictment. He retired from the FBI in 2018. I'm John Schaefer.
2 students were killed and an employee was injured in a shooting at an Iowa charter school on Monday. The shooting occurred just before 1 p.m. local time at Starts Right Here, a nonprofit group focused on helping at-risk youth. The place is located in Des Moines. 2 unidentified students were shot along with a school employee. Authorities said the shooting was a targeted incident. January 24th is National Compliment Day, and how smart you are for listening to this radio station. Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
3 everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.